This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture and doing so today with Megan Espinda. And she finished in third place in the American Farm Bureau Excellence in Ag Award competition at last week's Farm Bureau Convention in Anaheim, California. First off, Megan, congratulations. What an accomplishment. I know that, you know, obviously we're classmates in our agriculture leadership program through Agri Institute. I know you were looking forward to this. You put a ton of work into it. Congratulations on placing third.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Talk about the preparation that went into this. What all had to happen for all of this to come together? Obviously, there's a state competition and then this national competition. It really was kind of a long journey.
Yeah, so the preparation for this is, it was interesting because there's a lot of things that I do in my job and as a Farm Bureau member, but you just don't really get the opportunity very often to catalog it and sit back and see exactly what all I've participated in. So earlier this summer is when we did the state competition, and there's an application process, which is about 80% of the overall score. Just talking about what ag involvement I have, what are some programs that I'm part of. Agri Institute's Ag Leadership Program was a huge part of that. And then, so answering some of those questions, what are some big issues in the ag industry that I see on a regular basis, and what have I done to kind of help mitigate some of those issues? And so you put all that together, and then that goes to select the top three candidates in Indiana. And once those finalists are selected, I did an interview or a presentation process, a 25-minute presentation about the content of my application. And ultimately that selected the Indiana winner. And same process at the national level. I submitted an application in those top states presented at the Farm Bureau conference last week. Once we got there, they then selected the top 10 based on those applications and presentations. And I was fortunate enough and lucky enough to move into that top 10 process. So I did my presentation again with a different audience and placed third, which is very shocking and surprising. And I'm very honored to be able to represent Indiana and talk about our story and just really share some of the things that I do as a Farm Bureau member, but also as a state government employee for the Department of Environmental Management as the Ag Liaison.
So, Megan, you're up there, you're on stage, and your name gets called, third place. And you go up there and you grab this little plaque, and you're up there with Zippy Duval. What is the feeling like?
I was shocked. I mean, kind of taking it back a second, when I was called at the state level that I had won the competition, I was shocked then. But when I was up there, like you said, with Zippy and with the other top 10 finalists, that I actually had the pleasure and opportunity to meet them and talk about some of the amazing work that these other people across the country are doing in agriculture and just how involved they are. And I mean, really just how diverse Indiana agriculture is. Just being able to be on stage with that high level of people performing and serving the ag industry. And then my name was called for third place. I was so shocked and honored and humbled by the things that I have had the opportunity to participate in through Farm Bureau and through my work and as a Hoosier. I was truly honored to be able to be up there.
Through your position with the Indiana Department of Environmental Management and what you do as the Ag Liaison, what made you want to get involved with Indiana Farm Bureau in this role? What made it that you wanted to kind of go down this route and be part of this whole thing that made it possible to be part and be eligible for this award?
So my interest in agriculture came a little bit later in my life. I didn't grow up in agriculture. We owned a Hoosier homestead on a family farm, but we didn't do the farming ourselves. So I wasn't really intrinsically motivated by my family history to be part of agriculture. So I loved animals. I wanted to be part of this industry just because of the people that I know and being surrounded by those people growing up. So really when I went to college, I started to learn about the ag industry as an academic. I have an animal science degree. I have a master's in agribusiness. So just something that was really on the education academic side. And so when I decided that a career in advocating for agriculture and being involved at that level was something that I wanted to do, Farm Bureau was the first organization that I thought of for the networking side of being involved, because I mean, this industry is built on the people that are doing the work. And so Farm Bureau just really gave me that opportunity to start meeting the people that I would truly be advocating for and serving, rather than just stories that you might have heard from through the grapevine, something that may happen someday to somebody that doesn't have a face or a name. I really wanted to be in the trenches with farmers, with people that are working in this industry. So Farm Bureau really is what ignited that for me, gave me that opportunity to meet those people. And then just moving through being a Farm Bureau member, I am a county board member in Henry County. Just all of the different opportunities that I now had a stage to talk about how connected environmental regulation and agriculture are. And I have a really cool and exciting job with IDEM that I get to work for agriculture on behalf of environmental regulations. And I just wanted to highlight that on a stage that people knew this position was available to them that are in this industry. So that was really the primary reason that I started kind of looking at awards like this, was to highlight the role that Indiana has invested in farmers to help them navigate some pretty complex environmental regulations.
And when we talk about environmental regulations, we talk about IDEM. Some farmers kind of go, it kind of seems like you're trying to change that perception, and you want to be part of the network and more approachable because it is complex, but it's all for the better, and it's what farmers need, right?
Truly. I mean, you nailed it. There is such a strong relationship between environmental sustainability and the art of farming. They're so interconnected. And I feel that I am a disruptor and I want to make things better and more efficient and work well. So we've done a lot of work. I've been in my position for about 3.5 years. So we've done a lot of work to help build that relationship and that collaboration between environmental regulations and the ag community, and that it is a partnership. And I say this a lot of times, but we don't know that there's a problem until someone tells us that there's a problem that we can work together to fix. So I'm very fortunate to be in the position that I'm in and have the relationships with all of the big producer groups in Indiana, Farm Bureau being on the forefront of that, and just really having the opportunity to talk to people and create solutions that are responsible.
Megan, I'm going to ask you a couple here that, kind of go to the core of this conversation. If farmers, or even those who aren't farmers that are in the ag industry, why should they join Farm Bureau?
I think joining Farm Bureau was one of the pivotal parts of my professional career. What really drew me into joining Farm Bureau was the different educational opportunities and the member benefits that are available. So we've had this in 2025, we had the Critical Issue Summit, we had the Cybersecurity and AI Summit, the Ag Gathering, all the different types of things that teach you about agriculture in different lenses. Before I went, the example that I gave, the Cybersecurity Summit, I would have never really put two and two together that farmers need to be very aware and involved in vulnerability assessments when it comes to cybersecurity and being secure on the internet. But after going through that summit, it really painted a picture of, you know, there are adversaries out there, and we need to make sure that our food supplies and the operators that are generating that food supply are secure in their online and their digital footprint. So that's really what drew me into Farm Bureau as a professional in this industry. But what has kept me around and what I really encourage people to get involved in is the people, the relationships that I've created. And now knowing that if I have a question about row crops or how a lock and dam system works, or really just anything that involves Indiana agriculture, Farm Bureau is the first group of people that I go to, because I don't just speak to an expert on said topic. I can speak to someone that actually is living that every single day and can tell me their firsthand experiences of what it's like to be in this industry.
And then, Megan, you've convinced this person to join Farm Bureau. Why should they now participate in one of these competitions like what you just did and won third place in the Excellence in Ag Award competition? Why should they get involved in those types of things?
I think getting involved is really the best way to build that network and just really, really showcase what you have to offer. I mean, a year and a half ago, when I started thinking about maybe being part of this award process, I was very much like, oh, well, I'm just a Farm Bureau member. I don't have livestock. I don't farm, but I know I want to be involved, and I get excited to help those people that are involved. But this award process really made me, like I said in the beginning, sit down and catalog everything that I've been to, all the speaking events that I've had the opportunity to share my experience and my knowledge through sitting in those summits, where I can learn and be part of the conversation of how we're going to move things forward. So it really just gave me the opportunity to sit down and build that resume, I guess, of how I've been involved. And another big part of this award too is, what are my goals for the next several years, couple years? And we all kind of have those goals in mind. You know, this would be cool to do. This would be a fun experience to do. But actually sitting down and writing out, these are my goals and these are the steps that I'm going to take to make those goals happen, was a huge motivator for me.
And Megan, last thing here, last question. Who would you like to thank that helped you along the way to get to this this accomplishment?
The first person that I need to thank is my husband, Zach. He has been my rock through all of this. He got to listen to me do my presentation maybe 500 times, talking about the things that I've done. My brother and my mom, my brother lives on the Hoosier homestead that I grew up on, and raising his family in the same way with the same values that I grew up in. And my mom was really the person that taught me how to serve an industry through servant leadership. She was the director of our Chamber of Commerce growing up. So selflessly serving businesses and moving people forward based on their goals. And then I also want to thank the Farm Bureau staff, Dustin Homan and his crew and the leadership development, Chelsea Poe, just really, really pushing me forward and encouraging me and asking me what I need when I was, you know, having my panic moments before my presentation. And just, there are so many people that are out there supporting me. The Henry County Farm Bureau, where I sit on their board, have just been incredible. And I owe a lot of this award recognition to them, truly.
Megan, congratulations again on finishing third in the Farm Bureau Excellence in Ag Award competition at the Farm Bureau Convention in Anaheim.
Thank you very much, Eric.